This one was written as a humorous response to all the reports of the various methods of controlling the elk herd up in Rocky Mountain National Park. I call it Trouble in the Park. I almost called it What the Elk Do After Dark. I hear there's trouble in the park with what the elk do after dark. It seems that now we have too many, when years ago we had not any. The rangers say we'll have to cull the cows to half their number. Good news, I guess, if you're a bull, but with whom then would they slumber? They plan to interfere at will with normal reproduction. Use the morning after pill to accomplish herd reduction. Import some wolves from Canada where all the elk have frozen. Each wolf insured by Lloyd's of London. They're cheaper by the dozen. Some say fence the trees inside. Be sure the elk are out. We must be careful on the Great Divide lest things get turned about. Hire assassins from afar to bring their guns and darts in, sparing rangers of the need to be ordinary hitmen. What of the cost, you well may ask, of one plan or the others? Never mind, this is the task of your bureaucratic brothers. But who needs wolves? Who needs pills? Who needs guns and darts? Who needs fences in the hills? Who needs reproductive arts? We'll study them and study them until we're out of breath. Then we'll study them and study them till they're scrutinized to death. All these schemes we've heard about, but best by far, without a doubt, open season in the park. Let them hunt from dawn till dark. On day one, the guns will roar. The elk will run forevermore. Over the fence and through the gate, they'll all be gone by 8:30. On day two, there'll not be found one elk to browse on sacred ground. They'll all be gone, just like before. Not one so close as Livermore. Some policy will come, they'll say, because we truly need it, not in simply worded form, because the state decreed it. If these be true, I'm telling you, soon to be an elk will be illegal. And if I myself could be an elk, I'd sooner be a seagull.